This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
While companies last year defied the pandemic to go public at a record pace, fast forward to this year, things look quite a bit different. We've got market volatility, we've got inflation and fears of a downturn that brought an abrupt end to the listing party. Check these numbers out, Katie. Companies have raised a combined $4.9 billion via U.S. IPOs this year, less than 6% of the record sum raised in the first half of 2021. That's according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So there's been quite a drought. Rachel Gehring is IPO leader at EY Americas. Rachel joins us on the phone from Nashville, Tennessee. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you with us. What do you make of the downturn that we've seen in IPOs this year? When does it turn around?
Well, that's a great question. We are definitely in a wait and see period right now by both companies and issuers for all the reasons you just mentioned, right? Rising interest rates, inflation, supply chain disruptions, continued workforce disruptions and access to talent. We've got valuations kind of correcting themselves from the highs of 2021. And then, you know, the overall performance of the 21 IPO class is far below the overall market. So that doesn't bode well. And why we're seeing kind of that pause right now that we're experiencing and companies, you know, preparing on the sidelines. I think moving forward, we're going to see new issuers come to market that have both a strong growth and profitability story.
And Rachel, I mean, is it fair to say that there's companies in the pipeline, in the IPO pipeline, but they're just waiting out the market conditions?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of companies who still have a strong interest in IPOs. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So they're navigating through these uncharted waters currently, and also waiting for, you know, investors to be back interested in this asset class. As you know, investors have been really challenging their own portfolios, rebalancing, looking to more defensive sectors. So companies are preparing, and that's where my optimism comes into play. We're having conversations with companies on a daily basis that are still interested in an IPO, whether that's this year or into 2023.
What kind of IPO are they interested in? Are they interested in a direct listing? Are they interested in, you know, when we saw Slack do that, which has since been acquired by Salesforce, what about, or are they interested in a traditional IPO? And, you know, let's save the SPAC conversation for a few minutes down the line too.
Yep. So I think we're going to continue seeing the numbers largely in traditional IPOs. There's an interest in direct listings. More conversations are occurring from companies around that. It's still, you know, not necessarily the most tried and true path, if you will. But with that option to raise capital alongside a direct listing, no one's yet done it before. We need somebody to take that plunge, if you will.
And let's go right to SPACs now. Tim teased Is that over? Was that just like a brief sweet dream where SPACs were really awesome and everyone did them and now it's over?
No, we don't think so. SPACs have been around for decades. Certainly caught a lot of attention late 2020 and 2021. So I think they have staying power. There's obviously, not only the general market dynamics that are impacting everybody and even the traditional IPOs that we mentioned, but what's also impacting SPACs is the uncertainty around regulation. So more certainty around that regulation coming from the SEC and otherwise needs to occur for then all of the stakeholders in a SPAC, for SPAC sponsors and underwriters and so forth, to be able to respond and adapt. But I think they will respond and adapt. And will we see highs like we did in 2021? Probably not. Hmm. But do they go away completely? I don't think so.
Rachel, can you give us some insight into the type of work that you do as IPO leader for EY Americas? What are the companies you work for and work with?
We work with companies across all sectors, private companies that are looking to go public, advising them through not only the IPO process and what to expect, but also, I think equally important, the public company readiness component. These organizations, as a private company, they've been focused on growth. They've been focused on their customers and their business, as they should be. Now, as you transition to a public company, you really need to have broader functional areas built out with a strong degree of discipline. We help advise companies through that whole path in making sure not only they're ready for the IPO transaction, but then also being a successful public company on the backside of that, and how will they, perform and respond, and are they prepared for the demands of being a public company?
Maybe this is a wild card, but have we seen sort of the reverse? Have we seen any noticeable uptick in companies going private, leaving the public markets?
I don't think we've seen so much a trend as of yet. There's certainly situations where that's occurring in any year. For a variety of reasons. I don't know that we've seen enough information, though, to indicate a trend in this moment.
So if we think about what the remainder of 2022 looks like and going into 2023, if there is indeed a downturn, if we start to see companies really pull back on hiring, if we see a recession, what does that mean for the work that you do at EY?
I don't think it really changes a lot because companies will need to continue, as they're navigating those waters, they're going to continue challenging the efficiency of their business and how it's run, as well as the discipline. And that's where we really can provide a lot of value to organizations as they shore up, whether it's how they leverage technology, how they think about their talent and their workforce, the geographies in which they're operating in, and trying in identifying where efficiencies can be gained so that they can be a stronger company coming out of this market downturn.
And I don't know, something we talk about often in the context of the past 2 years we had is that you saw a lot of demand pulled forward for a lot of companies. And we only have about 40 seconds here, but I'm curious, how much of the slowdown we're seeing right now is just because we had so many companies go public already?
That is a great point. And I think we are seeing that. There are companies who really took advantage of the valuations in the market of 2021. So they pulled forward, they accelerated. So I think that is something that we are seeing right now, particularly when you look at what did and didn't happen in the first quarter and into the second quarter. But certainly the overall market dynamics are also impacting a lot of companies and their plans.
Rachel Gehring, IPO leader at EY Americas. Rachel, thanks so much for taking the time talking to us all about the IPO market this year and what to look for in the remainder of the year.
Do you love Elon Musk? Do you hate Elon Musk? Do you have no idea what to think about Elon Musk? Then we have just the show for you.
He's become even more larger than life.
Buying Twitter doesn't get us closer to Mars.
They are like really close to the edge of like everything falling apart.
Like, oh, Elon, I volunteer, put a chip in my brain.
Each week on this podcast, we'll break down, analyze, and debate the most important stories on Musk and his empire.
It's all one big universe. You just work for Elon Inc.
From Bloomberg Businessweek, this is Elon Inc. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.